Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06 Thursday morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Panera Bread. Congratulations to Ashley,
yeah,
who is Alice's 2017 best mom ever.
Ashley, right?
Did you say Ashley?
Ashley.
Ashley, yes. Yay!
On Mother's Day, we will officially be Ashley at 97.3, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. Ashley and her daughter Amy are going to come in on Friday morning, and they're super excited to come in here and find out all about her prizes. I guess Amy said that Ashley was totally shocked when she won.
Really?
Good.
So she didn't even know that her daughter nominated her.
I guess not. Oh. She was so thrilled and so excited. She's going to go see, she's seeing Duran Duran. She's going to stay at the Fairmont.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be
shopping spree.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And of course, Alice is now Ashley at 97.3.
Yep.
An angel in the shape of my mom. I know. It's so touching. Holding me up with your wings when you go. And when God takes you back, you say hallelujah, you're home. Mom! Anyway, very sweet. Ashley is our winner this year, and we'll all meet her tomorrow on the show.
Cool.
I know, very exciting. Get Mom a Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in Panera gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card. Visit PaneraBread.com or your local Panera Bakery Cafe to shop and for terms and conditions. So, the last couple times that SNL has happened live, it, well, and you know, normally they call it Saturday Night Live, but we get it in tape delay on the West Coast, and you know, it's only really live in New York. But they've been doing it live, like it's airing at 8:30 at night on Saturdays.
Yeah, I saw some of the Chris Pine hosted show,
you know,
at 8 o'clock.
What's funny about that is that I get that show's not, that particular show's not for you. There was so much singing and dancing in that. I thought that was one of the best episodes they've done in forever. I went home after we talked
really?
About it. I think Monday we talked about it.
Yeah, because I don't see the show anymore at all.
Yeah. Well, but now it's on at 8:30. So.
I grew up a huge fan, though, right. And the stars that come from the early Saturday Night Live are among our best stars.
I'm with you. They went on to huge careers, and they continue to do that. Like, you still see people who break out from that show.
And I don't just mean that first crew, like Bill Murray and Chevy Chase. I mean, throughout, they've had some...
Absolutely.
David Spade came off that show, and...
Chris...
Farley.
Chris Farley.
Anyway.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know these kids now, though. That was one of the things that, as I watched the cast get introduced, I just... didn't recognize.
Bobby Moynihan is great. There's actually, I like that kid. I think his name's Pete Davidson. He's like stoned all the time. In fact, I think he went to rehab like a couple months ago talking about how he had all these drug problems. He's like 20. So anyway.
Wow,
they,
really?
Yeah. So they, Chris Pine was absolutely effing delightful. Like, no problem being super goofy. No, singing and dancing the whole time, looked like he was having a freaking ball. I was completely charmed by him. I've never really thought much of him as an actor. He's never, you know, I didn't care about him as, I like the new Star Trek movies, but I was just like, oh my God, I want to be friends with him.
Oh,
I want to hang out with him.
It always comes to that.
We can sing songs.
I want to be friends with you.
We can learn dance steps. He was delightful. I thought that the last week's show was absolutely great. So anyway, this week...
How many celebrities people have to tell you to stop calling them when you get their number for you to go...
Only
that's probably-
one. Only one, Vinny. It happened one time.
And isn't that enough for you to go, I should stop thinking like that?
I feel like I could be friends with him.
All
I'm
right.
not saying I'm actively pursuing a friendship. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you see someone, you're like, I love that. Like, I wish that they weren't as
we
famous
because really
then
along.
I could be
yeah.
friends with them. Because they seem to be into the same goofy-ass crap that I'm into. Yeah, my apologies to Matt Nathanson and his people.
Matt Nathanson ghosted you.
Well, you can't really blame. I mean, look, he came on the show and I was like, oh, we hit it up. We're friends now. I'm texting him. Ha ha ha. How about this? La la la. Ha ha. And he's like, his people go, if you need to get a hold of Matt, just contact us.
He does seem like an accessible level of celebrity.
Yeah.
And I do think that because of Michael Franti and the access he allows all of us, I mean, he is the most accessible celebrity I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt.
You could easily be misleaded into thinking, oh, this could be the next Franti,
right.
You know, the next friendship. But
the guy didn't even know, like, the thing about Michael Franti is he's so legit and does not, you know, he really, like, you could text him and he would write you right back.
Oh, totally.
And so I guess you're right. I was just spoiled by that. I'm like, oh, that's going to be me and Matt now. This is going to be fantastic. He's going to come over and jam.
John, we have a new friend.
We got a new friend.
He's from Boston, too.
He's from Boston. His cat looks exactly like my cat. He does, like, you know.
I always take pictures of that cat.
I know. He once in a while, he'll like something of mine on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, should I write to him?
No, Sarah, leave it alone.
I don't do it.
Anyway.
I don't even direct message him on Instagram. I'm like, I got the message, buddy, loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Chris Pine is very likable.
Oh, my God. He was so delightful on that show. So anyway, that's really just talking about how this week, once again, they're doing it live. We're doing it live. You know, the thing about it being SNL and then being able to do it live, you know, so it airs at 8:30 here, I think it's genius because people who are going to watch it at that point will just watch it. And everybody else who was going to tape it anyway is still just going to tape or DVR it, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So SNL teases this week include the return of Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer. She's actually hosting the show, and it is going to air at 8:30 our time.
She's hosting it as herself?
She's hosting as herself, so of course she'll be doing Sean Spicer. But did you see the Sean Spicer thing? Oh, first of all, do you have those teases ready for me?
I do,
This is Melissa McCarthy teasing herself being back on the show.
Oh, they're going to run that into the ground, aren't they?
Yep, they sure are. Although I have to say, this week, he gave them something. You know they're parodying this. So on Tuesday, you may have heard Donald Trump abruptly fired James Comey, the director of the FBI. So it caught a lot of people off guard, including many members of the White House staff, including Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who dodged the media outside the White House. I guess the reporters start rushing him like, hey, you? And he, quote, disappeared into the shadows, huddling with his staff behind a tall hedge, which is so awesome. I can't wait to see the skit on SNL. So, of course, Twitter goes off on this because he hides. So here's some of the best ones. Here's Sean. It says, found this photo of Sean Spicer hiding between the bushes. And it's a picture of President and First Lady Bush. And there's Sean Spicer in the Easter Bunny costume that he wore 10 years ago or whatever. And then they've got like ones of, you know, Homer Simpson hiding in the bushes, but with Sean Spicer's head on. Snoopy hiding behind a tree. And then just a shot of some bushes, says Sean Spicer, leading a White House press conference. So I look forward to seeing that. That should be a fun part of SNL this week. Can't wait to see it. She's just genius as Sean Spicer. She just has him down. What are you giggling about?
She is funny. She's really funny as Sean
Spicer. Fantastic.
Spicy.
When she started driving the podium around, that was the funniest. Right. That was the
Russian
best
people
one.
With the podium.
Right. I want to start with an apology from you to me, and that apology is not accepted. Forbes, just a quick note here. They listed, they released a list of the five wealthiest rappers. Anybody want to give a guess on that?
Jay-Z
is number two.
Dr.
Number three. Jay-Z has...
Huffy. P. Diddy.
P. Diddy's number one. P. Diddy is worth $820 million.
Seems weird.
Jay-Z, right behind him, $810 million. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre, $740 million. Fourth place, we dropped down several hundred million dollars.
Eminem?
It's not. It's Birdman.
Oh, okay.
$110 million. And in fifth place, brace yourselves, Hooman and Brynn, the Wonder Twins.
I knew
Drake.
Drake. $90 million is what he is worth. Damn. Okay, let's talk about Conrad Hilton. What a peach this kid is. Boy. So, Brynn and I, as we were listening to the video of this and talking about this story this morning, we're guessing that he's detoxing right now.
Oh, he's in rehab.
No, he's in court. But he's going through detox because he is out of control.
In the courtroom.
In the courtroom. First of all, saying a lot of weird things, but just wildly, just he was mouthing expletives. He would turn his head and mouth stuff to various people in the courtroom. He was finally released on $90,000 bail on yesterday. This was yesterday. He agreed to be hospitalized for mental evaluation, and they released to the judge specifically said, "I'm releasing you on bail, but I'm releasing you to your dad." And this is like this guy's going to have to answer for anything that you're up to. He acted very erratically during the arraignment, mouthing expletives at various people in the courtroom. He was arrested Saturday for stealing a car. This was early Saturday morning, like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Stole a car from Rick Solomon, a Bentley.
You know, I was trying to figure out, so Rick Solomon's still with the lady that is...
It sounds like no. It sounds like he stole the car at Rick's house and drove it to where his ex-girlfriend lives with her mom. I know. That's what it sounds like. I don't have super clear timeline on this. So that was what he was arrested for, because I guess these people all have restraining orders against him. Her name is, the ex-girlfriend is Hunter Daly Solomon. And then video emerged of him screaming at the police, screaming, calling rape and screaming slurs at them as they cuffed him for trying to break into the home where Hunter lives. So he's been charged with felony auto theft and two misdemeanor counts of violating a restraining order. And then on Tuesday, they gave him an additional charge for contempt of court because he refused to leave his jail cell to be arraigned. So this just seems like a person who's either incredibly mentally unstable or coming down off of whatever he's been on, like since, you know, whatever led up to the events of Saturday morning, he's now finally getting those out of his system.
His faces in the courtroom kind of remind me of Winona Ryder.
Just
bizarre facial expressions.
Right.
And dark bags.
Oh, yeah. Red. He looks terrible.
Robert Shapiro doesn't look very good himself either.
Well, on the advice of his lawyer, Robert Shapiro, he waived his right to enter a plea on Wednesday.
That's Robert Shapiro right there.
Mm-hmm. Let me see the.
So he's lost the rug.
Yeah, he's bald now fully. Looks like Kojak. He said, don't enter a plea. And in addition to being hospitalized, so he's going to be arraigned, I guess, in late June, and that's when he enters a plea. I don't really know how all that works. In addition to being hospitalized, he's also got to strictly obey all the protective orders that people have against him. In court footage, he's shaking his head and laughing as the judge is reading the terms of the bail. At the end of the arraignment, the judge says,
What is that guy doing? Yeah. Jesus.
Are you
and
watching
it's silent,
us?
Too. Yeah. He's not making
yeah,
any noise.
Yeah, he's just mouthing it. It's so bizarre.
Well, that's... Junkies do weird stuff.
So. Yeah. He's standing right behind Shapiro and just... Oh, I can totally read his lips. He's saying dirty things. And apparently...
And just winked.
They're saying that he also...
At the camera, right?
Yeah. And just winked.
He said there's some gay slurs in there as well, by the way. Hurrah.
Shapiro just wants to turn around and
smack him.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, I guess, is that what they do with prisoners? He's sort of in a holding cell in the courtroom.
Because he's violent, so they have to stick him behind the bars and stuff.
At the end of the arraignment, the judge tells Hilton, you're going to wind up back in custody if you violate any terms of your release. And Hilton actually did have something to say about that. So,
what?
Because it's hard to make that out, here's what he said. I will never, Your Honor. I'm sorry for disrespecting this entire courtroom and this entire state. I am not obsessed with hookers, and I'm sorry. I'm not sure where the hookers came into it. I mean, this whole case had nothing to do with hookers. Maybe he is obsessed with hookers and that just slipped out because he's detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he thinks he's hilarious. He does seem to have a pretty inflated self-view.
Shapiro's anyway. Got to be thinking, cha-ching, cha-ching, right. cha-ching. I am so making money off of this.
Right. That, and that has to be all he's thinking because, yeah. honestly,
why
this
would
guy
he want
seems
to...
like a puke.
Exactly. I mean, whatever.
I did not know this. And maybe you did, Yuzi. I know
What's
you've been
that?
Watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians forever.
Nah. Off and on.
The house...
I can't stand a whole episode. So I'll leave it on for 5 minutes or so.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Kardashians,
I thought you loved
really?
It.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, well, you know, then I swing around. I swing back around through all,
sure, all
my
the channels.
2,000 channels. And then...
There it is again.
There it is again. All right, watch it.
Did you know that that's not their house that they film in?
I have heard that before, yes.
Oh, I had never
the
heard that.
The whole time I've heard that.
I just assumed that that was their house.
And they always go, oh, you know, Kim's house, Khloe's house, Courtney's house. And I always just go, I don't know if any one of those homes are really their homes. Why would they do that? But definitely the one Chris is in. Is that what the story is?
The story is it's Chris's house. And this is apparently what's depicted as the family home on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's a place. And plenty of other stuff shoots there as well. It's just a giant house. And it looks like it could be their house. I think it's in the same gated community. Mm-hmm. So they all just walk to work. But it's not their house.
Hmm.
And it's for sale. You can
buy it.
Well,
it makes sense. You wouldn't want that in your house every
day. You wouldn't. And plus all the lighting. I'm sure that they want to leave all the lighting, all the cameras, all the, you know, have a place to lock the front door and close the gate and go back to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I agree.
How's that show doing?
Ratings are getting lower and lower.
No, her talk show, though, is that. What are that last
that
five
show.
Episodes?
Oh, that show, yeah. Please.
Once she ran out of family members to put on there.
And
no one else would
Khloe's
go on.
Khloe's show didn't last either.
I loved Cocktails with Khloe.
Thank
so
you, Sarah.
Bad. It was so bad.
It was you and me both.
And I like her.
Oh, I'll
we haven't heard
soon.
That in a
Don't
long
worry.
Time.
It's okay, you guys.
That other show she's doing, Revenge Body.
I think
that got renewed for
There's
another
a,
season.
I didn't even get to see it, but she's lighting up the internet with some nude photo right now.
Khloe?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What's she showing?
Well, I don't know, but her body's looking pretty good
that
right
revenge
now.
Body of hers is
Thanks,
what she's showing.
I've been working real hard on it. I want revenge.
You always see her
on Lamar and
paparazzi
James.
Pictures with coming in and out of the gym.
Yeah, because that's where I live now.
Yeah.
I have a little room in the back.
What do your feet sound like now when you run?
Well, they're a little bit lighter. Here they are. See? It's like I have a spring in my step now. Oh, here I come. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna kiss you with my revenge body.
Anyway,
what's the price of the house?
Looks like $9 million.
Oh.
It's known. It has a name. It's one of those houses with a name. Palazzo Diezogne, Palace of Dreams.
That's the name of the house.
That's the name of the house. They've shot, they say it's been featured in several other TV shows, including HBO's True Blood.
Oh.
I don't know what part they shot it in, but because I guess it's all set up for filming. So if you want to have your own reality show, maybe somebody can move in there who's like, yeah, I want a house that's all set up for my reality show. Mm-hmm. It's got an acre of land in, looks like Studio City's Fryman Estates, a gated estate community. Mm. Your neighbors would be George Clooney and Miley Cyrus. Wonderful.
All right.
Built in 83, extensively remodeled in 05 to look like a Medici castle in Florence. Cathedral ceilings, bedroom-sized closets. Wouldn't that be great, a bedroom-sized closet?
I think about it every morning.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, when are you guys moving?
Not for a while.
Oh, come on.
You're not moving now?
No.
You got a great house.
Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Has a 12-foot TV screen.
Oh.
Anyway, you could live there if you have $9 million. It's on the market.
No, thanks.
I found the Khloe picture if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, this is the nudie?
Oh.
What's she wearing? Oh, she's nude?
Oh, just her butt.
She's nude, yeah.
Oh, just her butt. I
mean, just your butt.
Oh, there's one
the
more.
Water.
There was, there was a booby one.
She looks like a lily pad.
I gotta look for that.
That looks super good.
Here's some nudies. This is what Johnny Manziel's up to.
The failed quarterback.
The failed quarterback, and man, the dude is not in fighting shape. So they're on a beach somewhere in Mexico. He's there with his fiance, And at some point,
he has a fiance.
He does, and she's there with some of her girlfriends. And at one point, they just all, what the hell with it? Let's just take our tops off. So some paparazzo caught pictures of them with him, all just having a ball, naked,
well, this
topless
dude
on the beach.
Comes from family money, so
he's going to be okay.
He never was really going to have to work. I don't know if it's oil or what, but he's comes from family dough.
Well, good for him. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in
I'll
the
get
news?
To that DUI story I didn't have time for. Also, farting.
Oh, I love that.
And crafting.
Oh,
after
that's
these.
All for me. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:38. It's Thursday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. A couple of things that are coming up at 9 o'clock. Your chance at U2 tickets. Oh, my God. May 17th, they're performing the Joshua Tree, the whole thing, live at Levi Stadium. Yeah. Tickets at 9, noon, and 5, so be listening at 9 for your chance. And at 9:15, we peek for the week with the movies reviews. Snatched and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Holman and Brynn are bringing it. You guys went and saw Alien last night, right? The new Alien?
Yeah. They changed the release date for that last week, so that doesn't come out till next week. But
what'd you think of that?
Well, I love the Alien films, all of them. So.
Oh, you do?
So this one had to measure up to those.
Yeah. So, you know, I went up in there with high hopes, and I must have leaned over to Brynn 10 times and said, oh, this is so good.
Oh, just 10 times you counted?
Oh, this is so good.
Seemed like
did that taint the way you were viewing the movie? For him to constantly be telling how great it was?
Well, sometimes it makes me miss some parts, but, you know, I like to hear his thoughts and input on the production.
So you like to hear it?
Sometimes I do. Other times it can distract me.
Have you ever considered something like may I please,
away.
Or, you know, could I?
No, you don't want Hooman to go dark on you.
Ah.
That's true.
You have to oblige his every whim.
Not necessarily, not every whim. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten married or got engaged or bought a house.
Oh, he said don't get engaged, don't buy a house?
Well, he said game over once you get engaged and once you buy a house, your game is over, right?
Would you prefer it if he didn't do those things, Hooman?
I prefer if he was as available as he used to be.
Oh. This is about scheduling. I see.
Your needs.
Yeah. That's, you know, look, aren't we all looking out for number one?
No.
Sarah, you
said that was the golden rule.
Ordered coffee drinks for two random people.
Yeah. People she doesn't even know. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience, it's now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What is up, everyone? I just wanted to mention real quick as we get started here, do not look at your stocks app.
Okay. You shouldn't look at that every day.
And yet, you know, I will look at it again tomorrow. So, you know, don't save your breath.
You should look at it every couple months and then you'd feel like, oh, look at that.
No,
hey.
I feel it's important that I keep up on that for the people.
Okay.
Oh, it's still red everywhere. Look at that.
I don't even want to see it.
It's red up and down the board.
I don't even look. It looked good yesterday, didn't it? Because I checked mine in the morning yesterday and for the first time in however long.
Well, something happened.
Yeah.
Someone farted, and now the whole thing's gone red on me.
That's how it goes.
I'll get to the fart story, by the way, in a minute.
Yeah,
first,
yeah.
I want to do this one. Cops in Adams Township, Pennsylvania, have been trying to find someone who's been dumping a very specific type of litter for the past several months. It's empty bottles of vanilla extract.
So much so that they're actually noticing that's what the guard... I mean, that seems so random.
They finally set up a camera and spotted a woman throwing the bottles out of her car window.
Oh, is there alcohol in that?
Tons of it.
Oh.
Last week, they pulled her over and figured out what was really going on. She's 61-year-old Mary Ranker. She's a recovering alcoholic.
No, she's not.
And apparently her story is she wanted to avoid a full relapse, so she went with vanilla extract instead. Mm. The vanilla extract is about 70 proof. I believe you just use little drips of that into different food recipes.
And it doesn't taste good. It smells amazing, but when you taste it, it's really bitter, isn't it?
I don't know.
I've never had straight up vanilla.
Yeah.
And I'm a puke in every possible way, but I never resorted to the vanilla extract.
Yeah. I didn't realize it. I as soon as you said it and she was chucking them out the window, I'm like, oh my God, it must be for alcoholics.
I mean, the famous story that we've probably all heard going way back was Kitty Dukakis.
And the rubbing alcohol.
The rubbing alcohol. She had admitted to it because her husband was running for office and she was trying to sort of, I think,
come clean.
Get it out
get
there.
Get all the skeletons out of the closet.
So she wouldn't have to.
And so she admitted that she drank it?
She'd been drinking rubbing alcohol because if you're out of whatever you need in the house and you can't get in the car and drive to the liquor store, you resort to whatever's around. Mm. Like vanilla extract or rubbing alcohol or another
mouthwash
famous one is mouthwash.
Cough medicine, I guess.
Anyway, the cops pulled her over and her BAL was 0.128.
Oh.
So she got a DUI and she was charged with littering and you have relapsed, lady.
Yeah.
You need to go to rehab. Over 200,000 people recently took an online survey about farting.
Okay.
Here's some of what they found.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right. Am I taking the survey right now?
You're going to take this survey right now. Do you ever pass gas and enjoy the smell?
Yeah.
As in, this one smells good, or wow, I really...
I knocked it out of the park on that one.
That is stinky, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
And
weirdly, feel bad for the people around you, because you know it doesn't smell good to them, but to you, you're like, oh, that was nice.
You're inhaling deeply.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's me. You?
No.
Tell the
You've
truth.
Never
for once, you
passed
liar.
Gas and enjoyed the smell.
No, that's. No.
Okay. 48% of people in the survey said, yep, nice. I've enjoyed my own stink.
What about you?
Do you let them rip at work or try to hold it in?
I try to hold it in at work. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to not bum you guys out.
Did you just do that?
Yeah, that was me. I've been holding it all morning.
Way to drop it on command.
Well, you know me. I like to punctuate my sentences with farts.
60% said they just go for it at work. Let them rip.
It's funny. I know where I get it from, too, because my parents showed up yesterday. And I'm walking around with my dad and stuff. And, man, he just lets them go.
In the house.
Oh, everywhere.
With
everywhere
Gentry.
We are.
Where are you walking around,
just walking around in the yard. We walk down to the store.
Oh,
and,
got
you know,
yeah.
Just he's just... And he, it's just like, it's just such a funny... It's just funny. And I looked over and I'm like, huh. That's where I got it from. As if I didn't know. Farts are funny.
You ever pass gas and blame someone else for it?
Totally.
That is so weirdly, as I watch my daughter do things, and I've seen her fart and point to me, and I'm like, it's like an instinct or something. She shouldn't even know that there's anything wrong with farting.
Well, she watched you point at the dog all the time, so she knows.
It's
She's
not
got the trick.
From me that she learned that, but I swear to you... And points at me like, no, that wasn't me.
Whenever I, you know, if I fart or whatever, I'll look around, see who's in the room and just be like, Riley, God. So the whole house thinks it's him.
It's like human instinct.
Yeah.
Blame that on somebody.
It's fun. See if we can get away with it. You know?
More than 3/4 of people have tooted and then blame someone else for
sure.
It.
Is farting in an elevator on there? That's bad. I don't know what it is about elevators. They do make you kind of...
Oh, public transportation. You ever pass gas on public transportation? 57%
probably,
say yes.
Right?
Well, that's an elevator.
Oh, okay.
Right? Know. Isn't it?
I would think they mean a bus or a plane or...
Or an elevator.
Okay.
You ever hold it in, even if it makes your stomach hurt?
No.
Really?
Yeah. If I need to, I'll just.
You just fart around
myself.
Your husband all the time.
Oh yeah. I mean, at home, I just let them fly. Everybody at my house does.
Really?
It's not that big a deal.
I don't like to.
I mean, unless you're, you know, particularly fruity that day, and then you know, just to keep your family, you should excuse yourself. Because there have been times I'm like, what, is something dead in you?
Fruity is the way you describe that?
Sure.
Hi, Yuzi.
Yuzi loves fart stories. Just look at her.
Our text number is, by the way, the movie reviews is coming up in just a second, everyone.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, Conrad Hilton's ex's mom is semi-famous. She played the voice of Tommy in Rugrats and tons of other animation.
I thought her name sounded familiar.
She
also played
E.G. Daily.
A guest role on Friends as Phoebe's ex-singing partner, the Jingle Bee, who sells the song Smelly Cat for a kitty litter ad.
Oh.
I can't picture the face at all.
I can't picture her face at all either. I remember that happening. That was me.
You just farted?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah. Oh, let me see her.
All right.
Yeah, her face looks familiar from that.
I guess so, sure. Pretty.
707 says, the interiors of all the homes are real houses in the Kardashians. They used fake exterior of the houses for security reasons.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, maybe that explains why they show their closets.
That makes sense.
You know, purses and shoes, clothing.
See, that person's smart. Okay. So I guess they do have lights permanently installed in
their
homes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think you'd want to use the other house for that reason, to keep people out of your house.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Tracking their dirt all through your house and their lights and equipment.
A lot of people wrote in to let us know we are too stupid.
Wow. Well, we know. Thank
Hilton you. Hilton was calling his girlfriend a hooker. I think he was insinuating his ex-girlfriend is a hooker, since that is who he had been stalking.
But he said, I'm not obsessed with hookers. So I'm not didn't feel like it was directed at her.
He's referring to his ex as a hooker when he said that.
Hey, hooker.
That Hilton dude threw shade at his girl. He's been accused of stalking.
Is she a hooker? I mean, it doesn't seem like she would have to be.
I just think he's calling her names. I don't think that she's actually...
He does like to call names, Ben.
Yeah. Hunter's mom, E.G. Daily, was Dottie on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh.
I don't know that either. You know, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I mean, I used to watch it, but I don't remember Dottie. Oh, yeah.
Oh. 510 says, Sarah, I think we could be best friends, too. We love the same things. I promise not to stalk you. Haha, but seriously...
That's nice to hear.
Is it?
Sure, that's very nice. That's how I feel about some people. I'm just like, we should be friends.
510 said, is that actually Melissa singing?
No. That was her lip syncing to that sounded like the soundtrack to West Side Story.
That's just an SNL promo, everyone. She wasn't singing at all.
I feel pretty, so pretty.
Didn't Daryl Hammond go Sarah too, says 925?
No, he didn't. He was actually quite, if I had kept up with that, I would have.
You could have done that guy?
Oh, no. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, there wasn't that kind of relationship. But I had his number, and we would actually exchange texts here and there. I had the feeling he didn't quite know who was texting him. But he got a friend of mine into SNL one time, and we would exchange, like every New Year's, I'd always, you know, as you go through your list of contacts, like who should I wish Happy New Year to? I would wish him one. He'd pop me right back. But I guess he doesn't have the same number anymore. I don't think I have him anymore.
Oh.
I know.
415. The way Sarah feels about Chris Pine is the way I feel about you guys. Why can't we all hang out?
Why can't we?
Well, we've got a thing in Sonoma coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Come
try
hang
and
for
win.
That.
Try and win.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will. And I heard some stuff about that. It's going to be full.
What'd you hear?
Just some stuff. I think we're announcing it in a couple of weeks, but it's we've done the pool party a couple times, and it's going to be.
Is the guy with the armadillo in his pants going to sing again?
Oh, the Journey cover band? No,
no.
But it's the musical thing that I'm excited about.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, really?
You won't be as excited as I am, let's put it that way.
Oh, no. Really?
Really? I'm excited about this kind of thing every day. Every day. Well, don't worry about it, and we'll tell you in a couple of weeks.
650 says, listening to Monday's podcast where Gretchen talks about her terrible day. My car was smashed and grabbed a couple weeks ago. Wait for it. A jacket. That's what they took. Yeah. Then I saw a homeless guy using it as a blanket a couple days later.
Oh, man.
I didn't have the heart to say anything. I provide therapy to SF homeless population and kept thinking about what he goes through daily. Still bleeping mad, though.
Yeah.
The homeless situation here in the city is so bad.
Right.
And now it's not new. Fairly new, though. The tents thing is fairly new.
The whole moving of the tent city does feel like a recent
building. There's tents now. On Embarcadero, if you drive down the street, there's dudes with tents in the park.
And they let them stay for a while, and then they move them on. They relocate the whole city.
Mm. And really where they live is off, I shouldn't even say.
Yeah.
But you can see the tents as you're getting on the freeway right past the stadium. Oh, I said. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.